Many, many, many years ago, this is more than 20 years ago, there was a note left for us in our mailbox that was not unique to us. It was left for several of our neighbors saying that this woman who had just graduated from college was looking for a garage apartment to rent. And I lived in a neighborhood at that time where a lot of the homes had these little apartments over the garage. And so we ended up meeting this young woman and interviewing her and renting her our garage apartment that we had never really thought about renting out, tell you the truth. The wonderful thing is she turned out to be a fantastic person. We still stay in touch with her more than two decades later. She's now married with two kids, now lives in the St. Pete, Florida area. And we were privileged to have that opportunity. And, well, we made nice money. And for her, it got her a lot cheaper rent than she would have been able to do in a traditional apartment kind of place. And Trulia, which is one of the organizations that makes information available for people buying homes and all that, believes based on its research that this is a key to a lot of people being able to afford homes now, is to buy a home that has rental potential in it. Now, there are people that are more adventurous than I am and will actually consider renting a room out in their home under their roof where somebody is living right there with you. That's not my thing. I like the idea of having a separate entrance, a separate area where someone can rent and live. But as a way to defray living costs, when housing costs are pinching you, bringing in a renter can be a win-win for you and that renter. In many cases where people may be getting older and the property taxes and upkeep on a home may really be hurting you and you want to stay in that home, renting out a portion of your home to someone else can create an affordable living situation for them and money that's really helpful to you. I have a friend who is able to cover the entire property tax on the home from what they earn at their home on the rent from a tenant renting over the garage. And obviously that's not everything, but if you can cover expenses that you face with a home that could price you out of a neighborhood, it's a really great possibility and great idea. And so just think about that. If you're getting squeezed, is there a way you could make this work for you? If you live in a part of the country with basements, often you can set up a basement where it is semi-private and separate from you, and you can have a tenant with a separate entrance living in a basement versus the alternative of living in a garage apartment or something along those lines. Check out our full podcast at clark.com/ondemand.